This rousing street-side service is taking place next to San Cristobal's most important sacral building, the Church of Santo Domingo. The contrast could not be starker. The 16th century Church of Santo Domingo is one of the most remarkable examples of Baroque architecture in the Western Hemisphere. It is the embodiment of traditional conservative Catholicism.
The Catholic Church always pray in the dark, inside the church, and silently. You know, it's a conversation between you and your God.
Journalist Kira Nunez explains that the Catholic Church increasingly has to compete with new forms of worship springing up to attract members to the faith.
And one of the forms of selection is this music. So the prayer, the normal prayer, the Hail Mary, whatever, they do it singing and dancing, expressing themselves. And apparently it's really getting into the mood of the people.
Tensions between the increasingly popular evangelical Protestant movement and Catholic churches are strong at times. This phenomenon has been particularly acute in San Juan Chamula, a small indigenous town outside San Cristobal. The town was at the center of the 1994 Zapatista uprising, which campaigned for the rights of indigenous people. Social and religious warfare between Indian converts to evangelical Protestant religions and adherents of a traditional Indian form of Roman Catholicism hit a high point in the 1990s. Scores of people were injured during open clashes between the groups.
Anteriormente había problemas aquí en Chamula porque les decían conflicto en Chamulas. Sí, sí. Desde anteriormente no lo querían.
The municipal president of San Juan Chamula, Domingo López González, oversees 148 communities within the area. He tells VOA religious problems between evangelicals and Catholics persist in a number of the small communities. But he says San Juan Chamula itself has no problems because people are allowed to worship as they wish. Gonzalez and two other political leaders enter the Church of St. John the Baptist, which dominates the central plaza. The men who are wearing heavy white sheepskin ponchos stand at the back of the church and chant a prayer in Tzotzil, one of seven Mayan languages spoken in Chiapas. The chant is hypnotic in its repetitive insistence. The dimly lit church is illuminated by hundreds of candles. The thick, sweet smell of incense wafts upwards from burning cups. Groups of people form small circles. Some kneel before floral offerings. Some pray and sing in a strange fusion of ancient Mayan tradition and Catholic practice. Some swig moonshine. Others imbibe from large bottles of Coca-Cola because belching is believed to expel evil spirits. Many people hold small animals. The disquieting sound of periodic screeches from chickens ready for slaughter punctuates the air. San Cristobal tourist officer Citale Bendana Castilla says the church is the only one in Mexico that practices this peculiar blend of Catholicism and ancient Mayan religion. She says people pray and sacrifice animals to the saints to provide them with good health or to ward off the evil eye and bad spells.
They believe that if they kill the animal, they can be healed.
So do they kill the animal here?
Do it the rituals, yeah, sure, sure, sure. They kill it here.
What sort of animals are sacrificed?
Normally the dog, the chicken, and some cats, and also the usual, for example, white chicken or black chicken. It depends on the problem.
The Spanish conquered the region in the 16th century. The invaders brought their Catholic religion to the native people. Although the Mayans accepted the new European faith, they infused it with symbols of their own ancient beliefs. The Mayans found it easy to adopt the cross. They note that before the conquest and before Christ, the cross was symbolic of the ceiba tree, which the ancient Maya believed stood at the center of the universe. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.